Good morning, my angels and angels. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Morning Rush with me, of course, your host, Tony. Thank you so much for just being patient with me. I've been really sick. I don't know if y'all heard me from the last time, but from the last time to this now, I sound really good. I feel really good. I'm juvenized. I'm ready to just start my day. And I hope that I can with you guys. So let's get it started. Okay. So what's the topic for today? I really feel like the topic should be about patience. Tony, you always doing something simple. What you talking about now? Well, of course you may ask. But, patience. I went to church last Sunday, and it was beautiful. Like, so beautiful. And what he said was very empowering and an eye-opener. It's more so of, you know, a lot of people gonna have a lot to say about you. But, you know, if you can't point out your sin, then don't try to point out somebody else's. And he hit the basis on how people always in, let's call space a space, people in church always want to point out what the other person doing. And he's like, look, I don't do that anymore. Like, that's just not what I do. So I go hard for, you know, my people. So I thought that was really good how he transpired a lot of that and was like, you know, the stuff that happens, we have to get there and be like, okay, this is something serious and we need to stick together as a group, but also stop judging each other, because everybody got some skeletons. Everybody got some skeletons, whether we want to believe that or not. Everybody has some skeletons in that closet, you know? And so I just wanted to put that out there. That had nothing to do with my topic, but I just feel like somebody had to listen to that. But on my topic, my topic is having patience. And what I mean by having patience is sometimes we do get a little bit impatient with time and what God's speed and with when we want stuff to happen. And honestly, you know, me growing up, I was very impatient. I was an impatient boy. I put the N in impatient, even though it's impatient. But I was not, look, if y'all didn't do it when I said y'all do it, don't worry about it. I'ma do it myself. You get what I'm saying? But then when you really think about it, why have somebody do it for you if you gonna wind up doing it yourself anyway, you know? Or why do something to where you know, like, you gonna wind up doing it by yourself? And that's what patience is about. It's not about what time you want it done and what time you need stuff done. It's when God wants stuff to be done. And I know for me, guys, it's helped me a lot to learn to be patient and learn to, like, wait a little bit. Let God take over and let God take control, because a lot of stuff that I was into, I'm not into anymore because of God telling me to cool down and wait a little bit, you know, like, just wait just a little while longer. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be okay with just waiting and having time for yourself. Like, that's honestly, that's what God taught me how to do, and I'm so grateful, because a lot of times it was times where I was just like, no, I don't want to do this. I want to do this now. I need to get this done now. God, you need to make something work. Yeah, I would really say, like, God, what's going on? I need this done, and it would never be done. Why? Because I was rushing him. We never want God to rush us on the journey that he wants us to be in, but we so quick to rush him on what we want. Have y'all really thought about that? Like, when God tells us what to do, we don't do it, or we take our time with doing it. But when we want something done real fast, we pressuring God to do it right on the snap of a finger. What makes you think he gonna do it on snap of a finger if you can't do what he say at the snap of a finger? Just ponder on that, okay? Because a lot of people get that twisted. We are not people that's supposed to be just given things. Like, we have to work hard for it. I know they say, ask and you shall receive, but you also have to put in work to get what you want to receive as well. Like for instance, money. Money don't fall on trees, no, it don't grow on trees, nothing's not gonna know, nothing. But if you work hard on it, you're gonna get that money. You feel me? So that's just how it is. That's also like prayer. You pray for something. You can get the prayer, but you have to work hard for that prayer. You want a new car? I mean, a car ain't gonna pop up out of nowhere. You gotta do some searching. You gotta put the effort in to talk to somebody about that. You gotta put the effort in to say, hey, I'm inquiring about this. You know, and that's how it works. So it's still in an aspect you have to put in some type of work to get what you want. And it's not as in no work as in like no bad work. It's just you have to put in work. Like, guys, it's not rocket science. You have to put in work. Like, you have to do what you have to do just so you can get where you need to go, you know? And you don't have to do nothing malicious or bad to get that done. Just get it done, you know? So when patients come in, you have to be able to say, let me wait until God tells me it's my turn. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know for me personally, I've been to the point where I just did not want to wait. But now that I'm in my life, I wait. I sit back. I say, okay, I prayed about it. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to keep doing me. I'm going to keep doing what I need to do. And I'm going to wait my turn. I'm on the waiting list. You know, God got a lot of stuff on his mind. He got a lot of stuff that he has to do. So why not just wait for God to be, waiting for you to go? Because everything is done already. Have you ever noticed? Everything that you want is done. But you have to wait for that moment for it to come. Like, don't bother God with something that he already done fixed. But when you keep bothering him and y'all not trying to do anything to change it, it's like, okay, he's just like a father. Like, he's the father. Like, if I say I did it already, I gave you this, and you keep asking me about it, but you're not willing to like get to where you need to go, then yeah, I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm not gonna do it no more. Why? I done already did it, but you keep asking me about it, so I'm gonna take it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's simple, you know? But having that patience and time to actually sit there and wait for time to heal and time to go by his way, that is the most beautifulest thing. I know for me, I've waited so long to be in a relationship, guys, a lot. Like, I've waited. I've had people deny me of a relationship. Don't want to be with me, but, you know, they can have sex with me. And that's another thing. Like, a lot of people, they get the sad part of they're willing to use your body, but they're not willing to use your mind. That's hard facts. And what I mean by that, they're willing to exploit your body because you exploit your body, you know? And sometimes, I mean, a lot of times we have to take fault at that too. A guy ain't gonna do nothing unless you give him permission. I mean, you, of course, it's right, but we're not talking about, you know, force. If nobody's not gonna do nothing unless you give them the permission. You know, you put down the laws. And I had to learn that. I had to learn that a long time ago. Like, I had to put down laws to where if I want what I want, I have to implant that onto everybody. Like, this is what I want. And if you're not able to give me that, that's fine. I will go somewhere else, you know? And it's been doing me good, you know? I am on a rising. I am talking to someone very sweet, very kind, and he's very understandable. He makes me smile. He makes me laugh. And this is somebody that I really, really, really like, and I let him know, like, nothing's going on in this territory unless, you know, we make an establishment. And it doesn't mean marriage. It's just saying I'm not willing to open up a jar unless I have a label on something, you know, and a commitment. Just because you have a label doesn't mean that they're going to abide to that label. people can have labels all they want to. That does not mean that they're going to commit to that label. But that's what I want. I want you to commit. I want us to be best friends so we can turn into a boyfriend, girlfriend, to where hopefully in the near future we could be husband and wife. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. And if you're not able to offer me that, then I'm not going to want it. I mean, you could go somewhere else. And that's not pressuring anybody. That just knows what you want. And it's the difference between knowing what you want and pressuring somebody to do something. And I learned that over time that I have to stop my controlling problems. I had controlling issues to where I wanted stuff to be this way, this way, this way. And I had to be able to just go with the flow. And it's so important that y'all guys just realize that that's what is needed for people to get to know you and be open to you, you know? But we're going to take a little break. Okay, guys, and I will be back with the Morning Rush. And we're back with the Morning Rush. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys listening. My views is going so up. If you have any friends that like podcasts and just need something to listen to, let them know about the Morning Rush. Tell them to chime in on Anchor, and I'll be right here, man. But yes, as far as patience, I've had so much patience, and God has seen that I'm willing to wait until I find, you know, the right person. Not even more so I find him, but he will give this person to me. Nobody's perfect, so it takes a lot, you know, to just get to where we need to be at as of now. But I really, really, really appreciate that I am on this growth and spiritual journey to where I can be like, okay, God has really, really blessed me to do what I need to do, you know? And I'm just happy and overjoyed that things are going my way and things are going great, and life is just filled with beautiful memories, and that's what I live for. That's exactly what I live for. I need something that's going to be beautiful and glorious. But in order for that to happen, you know, you have to be able to listen and be able to be happy with yourself. Not everybody's going to be happy with themselves. They're going to, you know, doubt everything about them. Like, and I don't think I'm at that stage anymore. I'm at a self-righteous point in my life where I can do anything through Christ, and I have so much confidence that I can do it. It's just time for people to realize that, you know, you're here for a reason. So have patience, and God will show exactly what you need to do and why you're here. I mean, you can ask a million people, but it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you solve anything. You have to go to the one source, and that is God, to get that answer. But also have patience to know that things don't just fall in your lap. It takes time. It takes work. It takes dedication. It takes resilience to know that, you know, you can do this. It's okay. I want to make sure that you can do this. So, yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate to have this podcast. I want to get my own radio station to where I can do this so everybody can hear me. Not just one, just everybody can hear me. And if God willing, I will have my own radio show and segment just for, you know, and it's not even the whole radio station. I don't care for the whole radio station. I just want a little piece of me at a certain point of an hour so guys can, like, hear me and people can chime in and people call in and just have a moment of structure. Yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in to the Morning Rush. I love all of you guys. I love all my angels and angels. Y'all are so honestly thebomb.com, okay? y'all keep me stable when I see these stats and just see how many people actually chime in and listen. Like, I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, I don't know how many times I can say thank you. Like, this is beautiful. It's amazing. Like, I love you guys, and I hope God allows me to just keep, you know, spreading his word, but also spreading enlightenment and spreading encouragement to people. Like, I really, really, really appreciate you guys, and, you know, just have a fantastic day. Let all the energy that is flowing inside you just burst into a beautiful butterfly. Like, just go for it. So, yeah, have a good day.